Hey guys, it's Jessica, founder of Noonday Collection. Welcome to the You Matter podcast. On this podcast, I want you to get ready to be inspired to be more courageous and to own your worth. Get ready to feel connected to the artisan community and to the community where you have a place of belonging, the ambassador community. Because the truth is, you matter, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the conversation. Happy Tuesday, friends. Welcome to the conversation today. I'm Katie McCauley, your community manager, and this week on You Matter, we are wrapping up our theme of We Are Connected with some fun interviews with Home Office. I might be a little biased, but we have some of the most talented, passionate, and kind people who work at Home Office, and I'm just so glad you're going to get to hear from two of them today. And they're two people you might not have met before or even heard from before. In just a moment, you'll get to hear from Anna, who is on our creative team and is the magic behind the lookbook and so many of the pretty visuals you see all year. And she also happens to be the source of many giggles in our office. And then you'll hear from Abby, who is on the accounting team and who I consider a total Swiss Army knife for our team. She does so much for us and she does it with such grace. As you're listening, I would love to see your thoughts over on the Facebook group and see some shout outs and love for Anna and Abby. These two ladies do so much for our community behind the scenes, and I know our community is great at giving love bombs. So be sure to use the hashtag YouMatter and share your thoughts about today's episode for Anna and Abby to see. All right, on to the show. So I have Anna with me today. Anna, do you mind telling us like what your role is at Noonday and who you are?
Yep, I am the graphic designer for Noonday. And so I help Joel out with web stuff, email stuff, and then I do all of the print collateral and all of our marketing materials. So marketing kit, anything on Smart Image, I kind of help create.
And you also do this little thing called the lookbook, too.
Oh, yes, and the lookbook. How could I forget?
Yeah, just that tiny little thing.
My labor of love.
Well, I would love for you to be able to share with the ambassadors kind of your background and how you came to Noonday and that whole story.
Yeah, so I started out, I went to University of Houston for college, and that's where I got my degree in graphic design. And I started at a small design firm there. It was five people.
Oh, cool.
It was all women, and it was really awesome. It was branding, it was packaging, all of the fun design projects you always hear about, and it was a dream come true. And then I had to leave because they shut down the company.
Oh,
so
no.
I moved on to Shell Oil and Gas. I was not expecting that kind of transition.
I forgot you were from, like, you were from Shell.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, though.
Yeah. It was a huge change for me to do small projects, to do such a big company like Shell.
And super corporate, too.
Very corporate, very just not my wheelhouse of things that I'm interested in.
You don't have a passion for it, for oil and gas?
No, no, not at all. And so, yeah, it was really different, but I got there at a good time because we were redesigning the Pennzoil package.
Uh-huh.
So that was really cool. Normally, the brand standards are very strict, and you can't really do anything that creative. But we got to design a few labels for Pennzoil, and mine won second place in a beauty contest.
They
submit the designs to like random people off the streets, like a focus group. And so, yeah, they picked mine as like number two, which I was like, that's amazing.
Is it called a beauty contest?
Yes.
<too?
laughs> Yes, it's actually called a beauty contest.
Did you get a tiara and a sash?
Too? I wish
awesome.
I had a ceremony. So, yeah, so then it wasn't really for me, obviously, and my husband and I knew we wanted to move to Austin because I'm originally from San Antonio, so we wanted to be closer to my family. Yeah, so we moved, and my husband is related to Joel, our web designer,
Yeah, so, Anna works with her uncle?
Yeah, he's technically my uncle, even though he doesn't look like he's old enough, but he is. And so Joel told me about this amazing company he worked for, and it sounded great. I didn't really fully understand what it was. Mm-hmm. And I met with Jessica, and
the rest is history.
Yeah, yeah, I fell in love with the mission and the jewelry, obviously, so... Yeah.
Well, and I remember, so whenever I first started, I think you had started right before I did, mm-hmm. and you were in a tiny room with Joel.
Yeah, Joel and I were in mm-hmm. basically a closet.
which wasn't, like, it sounds like it was cruel and unusual punishment.
No, it's
there
like
was a window, yeah.
Yeah, it was cute. It was a window, and it faced, like, the little dog, I don't know what it was.
We have, like, a dog park near the office.
Yeah, so yeah. It was fun to see them in the afternoon. It was nicer than Shell, for sure.
Yes.
No cubicle.
Well, I wanted to ask your thoughts about this at noonday, but you can also talk about it from Shell, too. But I want to hear what you would consider your coffee grinding. We talked about that at Shine and how every job has coffee grinding. And, you know, even though noonday is it's a wonderful place to work and we all love our jobs, you know, every job has that coffee grinding moment.
Yeah, so really when I think about that, I think about our catalog and the labor of love it really is. There's so many different things that go into it, and there's so many parts of it that are just, by the time you get to them, they're exhausting and you're over it. And so we do, I don't know, maybe a like 10-hour photo shoot day, maybe not even that. It just feels like that. But we do the model photo shoot, and it's about 3 days, 3 long days, and then we do product photo shoot, and it's 3 long days. And at that point, we are just so wiped.
Yeah.
And seeing the product over and over again, you're like, I'm sick of this bracelet. I'm sick of trying to make this earring like look amazing because it only looks amazing when it moves and this is flat. It's so hard. And so by the time we get the photos back, it is just so hard to keep our attention.
Well, and to have fresh eyes, probably.
Yes, to have fresh eyes is really hard. So we do a lot of post-production photo editing, and it's just like color correcting, making sure all of the jewelry looks mm-hmm. what it looks like in real life.
It's so representative. Yeah.
Yeah. So we do a lot of like, oh, this model looks great, but her earrings turn to the side. It's very, very tedious. And we've even had to Photoshop armpits to look good because we don't want anyone to look bad. You know, yeah. We want everyone to look their best self. So
I remember you Photoshopping someone's foot one time.
Yes. So one of our models, no, it was an ambassador.
It was an ambassador.
Who was it, Laura Choi?
It might have been. I don't know.
I think we had
your feet are lovely.
Yes, they're beautiful. No, I think we had the wrong size shoe for her.
Yes, that's what it was. And it like made her foot.
Bless
like,
her. She stuffed her foot in a shoe. Yeah. And it was all like smush, and I was like, no, we are gonna make your feet look amazing.
Yeah, your feet looked killer there. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so that's a hard part, but I mean, in the end, it's worth it, so we definitely have to do that.
Yeah. Well, then what do you love about your job?
I love the fast-paced kind of environment. I love that we change looks every season, so it's kind of like a new, like, what can noonday look like this season, mm-hmm. and how is that represented not only through the new jewelry line, the new clothes that are in style, but how do the graphics kind of match that new style? It's always fun.
Yeah.
And I love designing the marketing kit and kind of thinking about ways ambassadors can use the stuff that we design at trunk shows to get more people to come over.
I love that.
Yeah.
So what would you consider your why? You know, our ambassadors share at their shows their why and, you know, why they've chosen to be an ambassador and what motivates them. And do you have one?
Yeah, I think my why is, you know, I love that our mission is empowering women all over the world and in the United States. I went to an all-girls school when I was in high school.
Oh, cool.
And so I have a really special place in my heart for women-run environments. Uh-huh. And the office itself is just such a powerhouse of so many women that are super talented in all aspects of business. And so that's amazing to be around. And I love empowering ambassadors to go out and be entrepreneurs and artisans. Really, I love seeing videos of artisans making their jewelry, going home to their families. Like, that is so beautiful to mm-hmm. me. So
for those of you who don't know, I'm in the same big open space room as Anna.
Yeah.
Just on a different side of it. And whenever, like, video footage comes in of artisans, like, Anna and Cassie are the first to crowd around, like, Laura yes. Jacqueline's desk. And so, like, that always triggers me. I'm like, oh, I gotta go check this
I
out.
I love it. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, they're just... they're making bangles. There's one video we had of Orissa artisans in India, mm-hmm. uh-huh. and they're making bangles, they're beading, and they're all wearing, like, armfuls of yes. bracelets, and you can just hear it. It's yep, just the clinking. Noise fills the room. It's so cool.
Yeah, Jessica talks about how, like, even in India, these women are just, like, accessorized to the
They do. They look cool. fabulous. And it's just great to see the artisans photographed and portrayed in that light, because... they're so empowered and they're yeah. so uplifted by seeing their own image.
Yeah, they're women with a job and a career.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Well, speaking of that, I know that you are, for those of you who don't know, you're an expectant mom. It's yeah. going to be your first little kid, your little baby.
Little boy.
Mm-hmm. And I'd love to hear, like, you know, we talk about working moms, and I know some of our ambassadors are working moms as well. Well, you know, anyone who is a mom and is an ambassador is a working mom.
Right.
And I'd love to hear your thoughts on that as you prepare for that next
yeah.
season.
Well, you know, it's definitely scary, a little nervous about how I'll be feeling when I leave him. I'm sure yeah. once I see his face, I'll never want to not look at it. But, you know, I am someone who is very passionate about my career, and I found something that I love to do, so I could never not go to work. I would never want to give that up, and so I feel really lucky to have a husband that kind of supports that, and mm-hmm. he's really standing behind me to continue working, and so I'm excited to do that and see what that looks like. And I feel like, you know, we're in a society today where that doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily have to be a choice. It's like, yeah. oh, I can go to work. And
yeah, like, you have the choice.
Yeah.
If you want to go to work or not.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And it's not too heavy of a decision. So that's my hope.
We'll see once he's born.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But I have been lucky enough to, you know, our creative team is so supportive yeah. and so loving. And so it's been really good to be around them and kind of feel empowered by them, truly.
Yeah.
And then there's so many moms in the office that I feel like I can go to and ask questions. I've already asked them so many, yep. like, pregnancy questions, so.
And I feel like everyone should know that Shelly in the office is, she is known as the mom, like, encyclopedia.
Is, yes, she is such a great resource. Yeah. There's Leslie, our HR lady.
Oh, yeah.
She's the best. I go in her office every day and I'm like, tell me about this, Leslie. Tell me about this product. Because yep. I think her baby's almost one.
Yep, maybe. I think it's Mabel that's almost one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
Well, and we also have... So Renee is, I think, potentially having her baby today.
I know.
At the hospital. And we have... Is it a queso...
Oh, we thing? Do queso vet. So the mm-hmm. first... We all guess the date, the time we think their baby's going to be born, because mm-hmm. you don't know. You can't plan it.
Even if there's an induction.
Yep, yep.
Time.
And so the furthest person away has to buy the team queso.
Yep. Yep. So we'll see. So we're going to have a queso bet for when your baby's born,
yeah.
too.
So really no one loses, because you get queso.
And I guess I'd love to end on, you know, if there's anything that you want our ambassador community to know.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a big question.
What do I want them to know? I mean, really, I want y'all to know that Creative Services is always trying to make the best stuff for you guys and to give you everything you need to make your trunk shows beautiful and amazing, whether that's a postcard or flyer or mm-hmm. anything to get people interested in Noonday. And we're here to support y'all.
Awesome. Thanks, Anna.
Yeah.
I have Abby with me today. Hey, Abby.
Hello.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So I'd love for you to say what your role is at Noonday and what you do here.
Okay. My technical role is an accounting clerk, but I have kind of a lot of foots in different departments. So I'm also helping out with artisan vendor payments right now and do some stuff with sales and marketing just kind of on an as needed basis.
Yeah. I kind of consider Abby to be a Swiss Army knife at Noonday. If there's ever something I need to know how to do, whether it's an Excel or report or anything like that, I feel like I can just call on Abby.
Yeah, so. I've got to learn lots of new things. That's been great.
So I'd love to hear about your journey before Noonday, kind of what your background is, how you heard about Noonday, and how you got here.
Yeah. So I went to UNC Chapel Hill, and when I was in school there, I was interning at a women's nonprofit program that ran in Ghana. And it was a similar model, actually, where we had women who were recruited. A lot of them were coming from vulnerable situations on the street. And then they were recruited into the program there. It's called A Ban Against Neglect. And they would make products out of the water sachets there. So they would make handbags or totes or makeup bags, things like that. And we would sell them in trunk shows here in the States.
So cool.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun to be part of it. It was a really small organization. Two women started it when they were at school there and then just kind of kept going as they graduated. So I did that for 3 years at school, and I was helping with their accounting there, too, doing bookkeeping. And then it was small enough that doing a little bit of everything there, too.
Yeah.
So that was my college experience. And then I graduated, and I was like, oh, I'll move to Austin. Like, it's a cool city. I studied business. I was like, I'm sure I could find a job there. We'll see how it goes. And I moved here with a different job and really enjoyed it and learned a lot my first year there, but was just looking for something that felt a little bit more meaningful to me. And so I was talking to friends about wanting to find something new, and a few different people mentioned Noonday. So I started looking into it, and they had an accounting position open. So I kind of came in thinking that it was a reach, but it'd be fun to just learn about a new company. But it ended up working out, and it's been great.
And I remember, I forget how long ago that was when you visited.
I think it was almost 2 years.
Yeah. It was almost 2 years.
No, a year.
So because I started about a year and a half ago, and I think I'd been here like 3 months or so.
Yeah.
When you visited. And so me and Kelly, who's on the sales team part-time, and then she's part-time tech. She's also a Swiss Army knife. She and I sat with you just to talk about like why we loved working at Noonday. And I forgot who brought you in. It might have been Travis.
Yeah, it was Travis.
Yeah. And he basically like introduced you as like, here's this really kick A girl who has this really great background, and we'd love to find a fit for her. So it's kind of like you had this perfect combination of passion and experience that lined up in a really eerie way like for that organization you worked with.
I feel like it was kind of like, oh, we need more manpower at Noonday and don't know exactly what that will look like.
But we know we can use you. Yeah, that's definitely the Abby story. I want to ask in a second what you love about your job, but I got to ask Anna this, and a lot of our community is familiar with the term coffee grinding and how every job we have coffee grinding, even in dream jobs. And I'd love to hear what your coffee grinding is to kind of shed light on more of what you do.
Yeah, my coffee grinding, I work mainly in the accounting department. And so there's just a lot of tedious things that can go into that sometimes. A lot of it is really fun and sounds nerdy, but it can be exciting. And I think numbers are fun and they tell a story. And so the overall, it's great. But there are some things like reconciliation of bank accounts. I'm just like, oh, this is a lot of clicking boxes right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's all, there's a limit to it. So,
yeah. But, and I also feel like you take on a lot of learning in your job, too, and you have to be really adaptable. And I know for me, whenever I, especially when it's numbers-based, that can just feel so difficult sometimes. And so whenever I interact with Abby, I see her being very positive and adaptable, which is like two of our core values, which is part of the reason why I asked her to be on this episode, because I really wanted to champion you as someone who ambassadors probably haven't really heard from a whole lot. And, you know, I'd love for you to speak about what you love about your job.
Yeah, I really love getting able to work with a lot of different departments. So it's been a great experience for me because I get to learn so much and learn so much from different people and get different glimpses into Noonday. And so it's been a lot of fun to do that. It's been a lot of fun to see kind of the numbers behind strategy here and what the trends are showing and kind of how we're growing and how the company as a whole is adapting. I just feel like I get lots of glimpses into that with the different departments that I'm working with. So it's kind of cool to see a synthesis of everything coming together.
Yeah. And I also love how the accounting team is like you guys have another side of interacting with the ambassador community that doesn't feel as like ambassador facing.
Yeah.
But you guys have so much insight into the community too. Mm-hmm. And I'd love for you to speak to that.
Yeah. Well, it's great. I mean, when we send out commissions every month, we're kind of cheering people along as we see these new commission plans that we've implemented or just seeing new coaching levels being reached, things like that. That's something I personally haven't done a ton on that. Mm-hmm. But Chelsea, I know y'all talk to her for commissions as needed. And so it's been fun to hear her feedback as kind of they're talking about new plans or talking about what was introduced at Shine. And it's cool to get excited around that as our growth opportunity.
Yeah. And that probably helps you feel connected.
Yeah. Too. Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess I'd love to hear you speak to that. You know, the accounting team is such a close-knit group of ladies. And I really admire the community that you guys have formed. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to hear how that has just made your job so much richer, being such a close group.
I think, I mean, it has been wonderful. It's really special. I don't know how to answer that exactly, just one story that I love thinking about. Martha is the one that that cuts all of our adoption checks, and she is so wonderful and so sweet. And when I first started working here, Chelsea and I started around the same time, so that's why I say we. But when we first started working, I remembered Martha saying, like telling us a story about one of the families that she was sending an adoption check to, and then saying that she prays over every check that she sends out.
That's so special.
And I just think it's so sweet. And that's just kind of the culture of our room is we do, like, we can get bogged down kind of in what we're doing and just the details and looking at spreadsheets all day and looking at our computers. But everybody is very passionate about what we're doing and very excited to like share when we have wins like that. So it's funny because sometimes our work, like our office space will be silent for like 3 hours. And sometimes we're chatting for like 30 minutes and they're like, okay, well, we'll go back to work now. So I feel like it's just a good mix of people that are really hardworking and really determined and really passionate about what they're doing, but also people oriented, and we care about what's going on in each other's lives and care about what's going on in the community. So
and I feel like great. I feel like that can be rare in a team that does what you guys do.
Yeah.
You know, it's it's kind of miraculous that all of you are so like friendly, and not that accountants aren't have personality.
Be kind of nerdy. Yeah.
I did not mean nerdy. Any accountants listening, that's not what I meant. But it's great to see a team that is analytical and numbers driven also be people driven.
Yeah.
That I hope that was clear.
Oh, no, for sure. For sure. It's really special. My dad's an accountant, so
it's okay. So you get it. I think it's so rare and special, and I feel like Noonday has lucked out having you guys as a team. And you know what I see in you whenever, you know, you work with the sales team a lot and you come to our weekly sales meetings, and what I see in you is this drive to make our jobs easier and to bring really important insights to help make the ambassador community a better place to be and to help them feel rewarded and compensated, and for them to feel like it's just a really wonderful experience. And I see that mission in you, even though it is so numbers based. And I know for me, because I'm such a relational person, before working at Noonday with the accounting team so closely, like, it was hard for me to make that connection.
Yeah.
But I see it exemplified in you, and I'm so glad you're part of the team.
Yeah, me too.
And I guess I'd love to close and let you just, if you have anything to share with the ambassador community that you'd like them to know.
Yeah, I kind of mentioned this before, just with the reporting that we do, it's so fun to cheer y'all on. And I know that you get glimpses of that, obviously, and I hope that you feel supported and loved. But really, at the home office, it's really great to see what y'all are doing. I could not do what y'all do. So I am so encouraged and inspired by y'all just kind of seeing the activity. Sometimes I feel like kind of like a lurker of like, oh, these people don't know who I am, but I like love them so much. But really, I think that it's great. And y'all are just such a wonderful community.
Yeah. And you have Abby Wells cheering you on the accounting team.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for coming in, Abby.
Yeah, thank you.
So was I right or was I right that we have some awesome home office team members? Ladies, y'all have people here in Austin rooting on you every single day. There's a whole office of people who dedicate our entire day, 5 days a week, to make sure that you feel supported, can do your jobs well, can hold beautiful trunk shows, wear jewelry you're proud of, and have a downright blast in the ambassador community. And it's truly a joy to be able to do that. I hope hearing from Anna and Abby helped you hear just how much you matter, because honestly, that's the thought that is always present in our work here. Ambassadors matter, and Noonday couldn't make this incredible impact without you. As we close today, Jessica is going to speak to something that I know we can all relate to, and something Anna and Abby touched on too. Take a listen and carry it with you over the next few days. Have a great week, friends.
It was so great to hear from Anna and Abby. And you know, in every single job, there's stuff that we love to do. And then I love how Melissa Russell at Shine, she talked about coffee grinding. She told this story about being in Ethiopia with some really amazing top donors. And they had just arrived in the country and the donor group was absolutely completely jet lagged. And she knew that if she didn't get coffee in them right away, they were going to just miss the presentation that was going to happen at their Addis office. And what she said is that one of the top attorneys traveling with them knew that they needed to get coffee in those people too. And so he went to the kitchen and there was literally no ground coffee anywhere. And so what he did was he got out a spoon and he, with the back of the spoon, he began to hand grind coffee. Because in that moment, what was standing between justice for the poor or not justice for the poor was a hot cup of coffee, and how every job involves coffee grinding. And when I think about ambassadors, you know, our coffee grinding part of the job is definitely the entering of the orders and the unloading of the car. And I think sometimes in those moments when you're doing those repetitive things, it's easy to think that there's other jobs that might not have those things. But the reality is you talk to anybody at the Noonday office, including me, and there's just things that are on rinse and repeat that you just have to suck up and do. But then there's also the fun stuff too. And but when I think about how every piece of what you do at your work matters, right? And even the coffee grinding stuff has to be done with excellence, because ultimately it's being faithful with the little things that is going to give you more and more responsibility. And I think of that at a trunk show too, like even how you walk into a home with your setup presents, you know, an opportunity to the hostess, you know, that when you walk in, it's not about you and it's not about, you know, oh my gosh, I got to figure out how I'm going to set this stuff up. But it's first being able to greet that hostess, and it's first being able to interact with her and remembering that she is opening up her home, and like, how can you make that moment really special for her? And then when I think about how we can be so distracted at a trunk show sometimes when we are thinking about, oh my gosh, I got to get the story right and I got to get the product just right and I got to meet that woman. I think it's just important to realize that the greatest thing that you do bring to your job and to your trunk show is you. And it really is how you are able to really create that experience for those women, you know, and that you have the power to enable a woman to leave more confident and more connected. And I love those moments at a trunk show where a couple of women have come and they don't know each other, and you get to make that connection. You get to break down that awkward moment of like, I came for my friend, but I really don't know anyone here. Those are the really special moments that you get to look for at a trunk show. So just remember when you go to your next trunk show that the greatest value that you're bringing to your trunk show is you.